The ABC can reveal dozens of Australians have died of COVID-19 abroad, including some who were trying to come home. Dan Conifer has this report.
Figures obtained using Freedom of Information laws show the Foreign Affairs Department recorded 54 Australian citizen coronavirus deaths abroad as at mid-May. The ABC understands that three people were registered with the department as wanting to return home when they died. The deaths have occurred in nearly 30 countries, including Indonesia, France, the United Kingdom and United States. This hidden death toll comes on top of more than 930 lives lost within Australian states and territories.
The WA Council of Social Service says the sector needs to focus on how it can better support people long term. The recommendation is one of the findings of a three-year-long study which followed 400 families to understand their lived experience of disadvantage in WA. The council's CEO, Louise Gelito, says at the moment the system's focus is on short-term support without providing long-term solutions. She says the sector may be able to accommodate the shift without needing significant extra funding.
The next step from here really is about listening to the people with lived experience and designing the support services they need. And with that will be changes in the service system. Some of it may need additional funding, but some of it will be simply to change how we actually provide those support services.
The United States has set a national goal for half of all new cars sold in the country to be emissions-free within a decade. From Washington, Greg Jennett reports.
The Biden administration wants 50% of all new cars, utes and vans sold by 2030 to produce zero emissions, up from a current market share of just 4%. But the presidential order is only an aspiration. Car makers wouldn't face any penalties if sales don't get there. Transport Secretary Pete Buttigieg says going electric will save